Now, you were then on the Detroit Council, were you not? When did you first run for the Detroit Council and win? I read somewhere that you served as council president, I think, during your military. You held office at any rate.
Yeah.
During your military service.
Yeah. I was in the service. When I took the bar examination in Michigan, I took the bar examination at Detroit College of Law, and I think I started taking a course or two. I may have taken a course or two at Wayne University Law School, but it was not, for some reason, not very convenient. And I began taking law at the Detroit College of Law, which was at Woodward Avenue and right close to the Fox Theater, the old Fox Theater.
Do you remember what crystallized your resolve to become a lawyer? Was it?
My father's being a lawyer, and my being around his law office. I had fooled around with reading law in his office for the earliest days. I had, quote, worked in his office, which was mostly running errands, but every once in a while I'd get into a case with him. I remember
lawyer needs to gather facts. He needs an investigator. You must have served in that capacity.
Well, I remember let's see if I remember. I remember the earliest days at Detroit College of Law.
That is your first classes there?
Yeah, I think so.
Were you on the council at that time, or was this prior to your...
National Director of the Welfare Department of the UAW, 37-39, spring of 37, during the Yale and Town strike in Detroit, held in contempt for violation of injunction issued by Circuit Judge Arthur Webster. Many years later, by mutual consent, Judge Webster needed to do this because he might otherwise have been defeated for re-election, held the robe for Judge Edwards when he was sworn in as a circuit judge. In September of 38, he enrolled in the Detroit College of Law. That's
when you started, right?
That's when I started formally in the Detroit College of Law. at some point, the then dean was dubious about enrolling me, and he said, "Now you've been involved in the labor movement to some degree," and I said yes that I had been. And he said, "Well, do you think you can be as unbiased in dealing with the cases that you handle as a lawyer as is required?" And I said, "Well, that's not right. I've got it goofed up."
What was the name of the dean? Do you remember?
No.
Well, that's not important.
I should, but I don't.
But he did endorse your admission, and you went ahead, I take it,